Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Seat of wisdom,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Now we're very blessed, we're very grateful to have here with us at Radio Immaculata His Eminence Cardinal Raymond Burke. Today is the 13th of October, the day of the miracle of the sun, and we're grateful for His Eminence to be here with us for this Marian Symposium, which is called Fatima 100 Years Later, a Marian Call for the Whole Church. His Eminence gave a keynote speech, Fatima 100 Years Later, a Message at the Heart of the Church. It was very insightful. Welcome to Radio Immaculata, Your Eminence.
Thank you, brother.
During the conferences, one got the sense that we haven't complied. I mean, I was particularly reflecting on this when I heard a bit of the historic. There was a conference laying out the historical difficulties with the third secret, especially under the reign of Pius XI. It was during his reign that Our Lady came to Lucia and said, now is the time when our Lord is asking for the consecration of Russia and for the communion of reparation and devotion to the first five Saturdays. So we feel this sense of sorrow that it would seem even up to now, 100 years later, we haven't pleased our Heavenly Mother. We're almost crying out, saying, Mother, what still needs to be done? How can we please you? Does Russia need to be mentioned? What can we do for the first five Saturdays? What would you say to those devoted children of Mary who feel this sorrow and this anxiety that we still haven't complied with Our Lady's wish?
Well, it's clear that the situation in terms of the decline of the Christian West and also the confusion and the division within the Church has worsened since the time of Our Lady's appearances 100 years ago at Fatima. And we're right to feel a deep sorrow that we haven't done all that Our Lady asked of us in the way in which she asked us to do it. And so my response to those who are feeling this sorrow is that let us now do what Our Lady asked. Let the Pope consecrate Russia specifically let the Pope together with all the bishops of the world consecrate specifically Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and let the devotion of the first Saturdays become practice of the universal church.
Now, there was also a sense of alarm and danger that there are consequences because this lack of...
Of course there are consequences. The apostasy from the faith that we see in the church, where even on very fundamental the teachings of the church, there's a division and confusion. What is taught in one place is the opposite is taught in another place. And the consequences of this is a danger to souls, a harm to souls, and even can touch upon people's eternal salvation. And so the consequences are very great. And people tend to think about physical chastisements, worldwide conflagration and such things. But what's even we should be more concerned about are the spiritual consequences, namely the eternal death.
Yes. Now, our Lord revealed to Saint Margaret Mary His Sacred Heart, asking for the King to comply with His wishes, and we failed. Our Lady came at Fatima, telling us that to save souls, Jesus wishes to spread devotion to her Immaculate Heart, and we haven't done enough to spread devotion to her Immaculate Heart. I wonder if maybe Saint Joseph, this is a hope, given that we've refused the heart of Jesus, unfortunately, we've refused the heart of Our Lady, which was like the last lifeline, if you like. What do you think about a possible last chance, if you wish, through Saint Joseph, and possibly even a devotion to his most chaste heart, especially in these times where there's almost a reign of unchastity and marriage and family are attacked?
Well, the devotion to the three hearts, to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and the Purest Heart of Saint Joseph is very ancient. It was for a while not encouraged because some people took the extreme view that in the devotion that also Joseph had been assumed into heaven, which is not the Church's teaching. But the devotion to his most pure heart should continue. And I would say especially St. Joseph is a great teacher of justice and purity in our lives, those fundamental virtues by which we respect not only our own identity and dignity, but also the identity and dignity of others. And the devotion to the Purest Heart of Joseph will lead us immediately to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, because he was completely devoted first to our Blessed Mother, his virginal spouse, and he had agreed at the time that they were married that to have a virginal marriage with Mary, was completely dedicated to her. And then when our Lord revealed to him by messages of angels that he was to be the foster father of Jesus, and then he was to continue as the spouse of Mary, guardian of the Blessed Virgin Mary and of her divine Son, he accepted fully this office, this responsibility in the work of salvation. So I would encourage very much that devotion, but to the Purest Heart of Joseph, but together with the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, because all